plate a potential nugget.
And from a self-awareness perspective, Ethan, just for me to understand, where is the line between, let's say, the inner voice and inner chatter? When does it tip over to becoming unhealthy? Do you have sort of a rule of thumb for it?
Yeah, it's a great question. I wish I could, you know, it would be a dream if I could do a blood test to figure that out, or have a little chatter thermometer that physiologically indicated that, oh, you're in the harmful zone right now. The best we can do at the moment is it's a more subjective appraisal of where you stand. And the indicator for me is, it's not about whether you're engaging in negative self-talk. Many people think, I want to rid my life of all negative self-talk. That's not actually a goal that I would argue is a healthy goal or an attainable one. What I mean by that is this. Negative emotions are functional when they're experienced in the right proportions. It is healthy and adaptive to become angry for a short period of time when insulted. The experience of envy when you come across some colleague or friend who's achieved in a way that you haven't, that can be very motivating and has been shown to be such. The anxiety that I experience when I think about all of the things I have to do next week, that's useful because what it allows me to do is not just watch TV and read for fun, but actually do the work that I need to do to prepare. So negative emotions in small doses are great. And with those negative emotions comes that negative self-talk. What makes those emotions harmful is when they're prolonged. So if you find yourself turning over the same negative experience in your mind in a way that's not, you know, progress forward and take constructive action, that's an indication that chatter is taking hold. If you find yourself sitting at the dinner table with your family, asking your family questions that they answer and respond to, but which you don't hear. You hear physically, of course, what they're saying, but you don't attend to it. So you ask them to repeat themselves, whereupon they say, I just told you that. That's an indication that the chatter is becoming harmful. If you find yourself unable to sleep at night because your mind is racing over the negativity, not allowing you to turn off your brain for the 8 hours that you need to get the slumber, that's a sign that the chatter is taking over.
I love the point Ethan makes about the role of negative emotions. I guess from an evolution perspective, they've had a role to play in our growth and progress, so we can't ignore them completely. I was recently reading the book Toxic Positivity by Whitney Goodman. The book speaks about the positivity movement that we're seeing around the world and how harmful it can be if we don't process the negative emotions appropriately. I guess the key challenge is in ensuring that we stay in the emotion but don't get engulfed into it. That's where Ethan's work comes in. Thank you for listening.